Now we move to the regular agenda, item 987, please.
Accept guaranteed maximum price of $12,762,854 from HP Civil, Inc. for the construction of the Sullivan's Crossing Bicycle and Pedestrian Bridge Project.
Mr. Spittler, we have an hour and 20 minutes left on our regular agenda, so if you can be briefer than 15 minutes, we would appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Lester Spittler, the city's chief procurement officer. I have invited testimony from a guest, Kelly Kupchak. She's the executive director of the Oregon Tradeswomen Incorporated. So we're here for the CPO report for the Sullivan's Crossing Bicycle and Pedestrian Bridge. The authorizing ordinance was presented to council on August 29th, 2018 and approved. The estimate for construction costs at that time was $11 million. The confidence in the estimate from the Portland Bureau of Transportation was low. We issued the RFP on September 14th, 2018, and we received three proposals in October, one from HP Civil, one from Stacy and Whitbeck, and one from Hamilton. There was a mandatory pre-proposal conference before proposals were due, and we had 10 prime firms attend, and we had one certified subcontractor attend as well. Solicitations were due on October 17th. The evaluation committee consisted of four representatives from the Portland Bureau of Transportation and a volunteer evaluator from our minority evaluator program. HP Civil was selected as the highest scoring proposer. We awarded a pre-construction services contract to them in the amount of $187,780 on August 19th, 2019. We amended that to include an amount to allow them to purchase the steel so that we could lock in pricing due to the tariffs and the volatility in the market, as well as to make sure that we had the steel in time for the project to meet the critical path. This project is subject to the city's Community Equity and Inclusion Plan, which applies to projects between 10 and 25 million. Within that plan, the city has set very specific goals. 20% of the labor hours in each apprenticeable trade need to be worked by certified apprentices, either by a state-approved facility or a federally approved program. We have an aspirational goal for minority and women apprentice workers at 31% of the total labor hours. Of the 31%, 22% need to be employed by minority workers and 9% by women workers. We also have an aspirational goal of 28% for journey-level workers for all of the trades that are worked on the project. And within that 28%, 22% should be employed by minorities and 6% by women. Also in the Community Equity Inclusion Plan, we have our traditional aspirational goal of 22% for subcontractor and supplier utilization. That is broken down by 12% going to disadvantaged business enterprises and minority business enterprises, 5% to women business enterprises, and the remaining percent can be made up a combination of any of the certified firms. You have in your CPO report the proposed utilization from our prime contractor, HP Civil. You can see that they have engaged seven certified firms in various areas of work, including trucking, saw cutting, signing, flagging, paving, structural seal, and curb and sidewalk. The total utilization on this project at this point is 32.99% of the overall construction cost, which exceeds our goal of 22%. We have established a committee to oversee and provide advice, recommendations, and troubleshoot the contractor and the city on this project. Kelly Kupchak, as I mentioned earlier, is a volunteer on the committee. We've had a couple meetings so far, and we feel like things are going well, and we feel like we'll be able to meet the goals on this project. We have some solutions that Kelly and others on the committee are working on on our behalf, and so we do have a path forward where we think that we'll be able to meet the goals on the project for the workforce side. For the subcontractor utilization, we're confident that HP Civil will meet the 33% utilization and possibly higher.
Thank you. I don't remember if you put your name and title into the record.
Sorry, I'm Lester Spittler, the Chief Procurement Officer.
And you have a guest. Thank you.
Good morning, and thank you, Council President and esteemed commissioners, for the opportunity to talk with you this morning about Sullivan's Crossing and the community inclusion plan and the committee that is currently, unfortunately, we just met once, but we do have our second meeting planned. My name is Kelly Kupchuk. I'm the executive director of Oregon Tradeswomen. We are a 30-year-old nonprofit that provides pre-apprenticeship training and construction readiness for women in our region, as well as advocacy to help folks in the industry meet and exceed equity goals and economic inclusion goals. So I wanted to say thank you to Chief Procurement Officer Larry Spittler for his leadership and guidance. I also serve on the Fair Contracting Forum, and new City of Portland staff Kathy Shirk, who's brought us together on the ad hoc committee to support these goals. It is really critical that as a community and as a city, we don't simply talk about the phrase diversity, equity, and inclusion, but that we actually implement ways to make it happen for a shared prosperity model. And I would say that while there's still more work to be done, these are very complex issues. There's not a magic wand to wave to ensure that firms have the opportunity to grow and that women and people of color have the opportunity to access these jobs, but that in working together and finding solutions in the city, working with community and industry collaboratively, can lead us to meet and exceed those goals. So I'm very happy to be part of the committee and looking forward to continue to report good outcomes. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Hardesty?
Thank you. Am I reading this correctly, Lester, that Westside Iron Incorporated will get the bulk of the resources from this contract?
Yes, you are. They are the subcontractor that will do all of the steel work.
So I want to say this is actually the best representation of intentionality around ensuring that minorities and women are actually in a position to benefit from these city contracts. And I just want to put on the record, it is rare for a majority contractor to subcontract out the bulk of the resources. I would sure like to see that a lot more often if we're talking about building those small businesses owned by communities of color and women. And I just want to thank you, Kelly, for the work that Oregon Tradeswomen continues to do. It's been a model that I have a lot of respect for. So thank you both.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you. Now for the discussion is report, please call the roll.
I'm going to move in second. Or?
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay. Now we can call the roll.
You Daly?
Well, even though this came under OMF, which is the mayor's bureau, this is a PBOT project, which was my bureau, and this was a really challenging situation we found ourselves in. So first I want to thank Kelly Kupchuk from Oregon Tradeswomen Inc. and Steve Sims, the director of the Apprenticeship and Training Division of the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries, for helping our team work through how to meet our apprenticeship goals on this project. Utilization rates were not something I was aware of until I ran for office and have just become one of my burning issues and an ongoing frustration with at the city. So unfortunately, the Community Equity and Inclusion Plan Committee that Council directed to be formed to advise and oversee projects that meet the CEIP standards, which is those with a cost between $10 and $25 million, was not up and running when this project went through the procurement process. So I hope in the future we will have that committee and we can avoid pitfalls like this, although the solution is really wonderful. Kelly and Steve's commitment to helping the city reach its equity outcomes went above and beyond the normal call of duty in this case. As has been mentioned, PBOT is naming this bridge after former Transportation Commissioner, now Member of Congress, Earl Blumenauer, in honor of his commitment to making the city safer for pedestrians and bicyclists. The public art for this project has yet to be designed, but I'm hoping it involves a giant bow tie or a small one, just somewhere on the bridge, a bow tie. I also want to thank the team that has made this project possible. Millicent Williams from PBOT, project manager Dan Layden, lead consultant and bridge designer Craig Totten from KPFF City Engineering staff, Ryan Webb, Andy Sullivan, Stefan Busey, Mario De La Rosa, Cameron Glasgow, Kim Roski, and Jamie Jeffrey. I'm happy to vote aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Lester, most of the time you come in front of me, you are sweating bullets because you know the kind of questions I'm going to be asking you. Today, I want to compliment you. I want to compliment the majority contractor, HP Civic, Inc. I think when we're trying to ensure that we're holding people accountable to the standards that we envision, I think it's always important to have models of people who understand what the goals are and not just exceed it, but are very intentional about making sure that they're building those long-term partnerships. So I am very pleased and very happy to be a strong eye in support of this particular contract. Lester is smiling at me. He rarely smiles at me when we're here.
Aye. Fritz.
Thank you for being here, both of you. This is a long-awaited project, and it's really great to know that it's going to be done in a manner which the community can be proud of as well. Aye. 988, please.